From Dr. Seuss to Major League Baseball, cancel culture has been a common topic in the mainstream media in recent years. Cancel culture refers to the practice of boycotting a person or organization that is often organized through social media. In a world full of sound bites and video clips, it's easier than ever to bring attention to a public figure's actions. It's possible that anyone may be put on trial in the court of public opinion, a trial in which we are all members of the jury. Cancel culture has been criticized by some politicians and pundits for limiting free speech and has become a very divisive issue. I talked to the people of the Santa Cruz community to find out what cancel culture means to them.
It's related to social justice issues and about stopping the support of a company or an idea because of your value.
When I think of cancel culture, I think it just depends on the person who's using it in terms of how they, kind of weaponizing it, basically.
For me, I think it means consequences for your actions and your speech. So if you say something that's, racist or that you'll have, consequences for that. I think that cancel culture is just sort of what people are calling it nowadays, but it's always been around. There's always been consequences for people's actions.
In the digital age, it has become easier than ever to be a part of this process. With the push of a button, we can help hold someone accountable for their actions. But is this denouncement of public figures and companies the best way to go about bringing change?
I think it's totally legit. If this company or if this person represents this idea that you're against, just don't support them.
I just feel as a consumer, it's my right. If your beliefs don't align with mine, that I have a right to not buy your product or do anything that's going to help your business.
I think it's bad because it has the power or could have the effect of erasing things that people need to remember.
I think the way it's being employed right now, especially by conservatives, to lambaste people and say they are trying to cancel me as playing the victim, and the way it's been, that part is to me bad. Just the way that they're trying to make themselves look like victims and being canceled in that way. So,
conservative pundits are some of the most vocal opponents of cancel culture, and many cite the threat it poses to our First Amendment right to free speech. But should our right to free speech allow us to say whatever we want?
So freedom of speech doesn't mean being able to say everything in public. Most of us have more self-control in that than to assume everybody wants to hear everything. That's where I am.
Very sad that it has to be here in America. It is a free society. You can say anything you want, but you should be able to use common sense. Common sense tells us that we should have common respect for others. And to say certain things just to anger somebody or disrespect somebody isn't using common sense.
It doesn't look like cancel culture is going anywhere anytime soon. Sometimes it's hard to tell where we're heading as a culture and what will be socially unacceptable 5 years from now. So in the meantime, let's use some common sense, let's respect each other, and we'll go from there. For KSQD's Squid on the Street, I'm Adrian Sasso.